Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode of the Football Fun Facts, we will go through some of the most notable NFL team songs of all time, and we want your help in determining the top franchise song of all time. Today, we're going to have the NFC North and the NFC East, and get your votes in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And what could make us feel better at a football game than to hear some great music at the stadium? Music's such an important gift that we are given in life. It helps us to remember, to forget, and make us feel good. It can take a person on an emotional roller coaster of sadness, happiness, and even motivate. Music in football is almost as old as the game itself, and there are many stories over the ages where a battle hymn seemingly pushed a team to victory. We're going to take a look at some of the top songs of each NFL team and have you participate in the coming weeks and find out what the top NFL song is. In this edition, we're going to look at the NFC North and East divisions, and at the end, we're going to ask you to cast your vote and send us an email and let us know what your favorite is. Now, because of copyright laws, we are not able to play the songs on this podcast, but we have them at pigskindispatch.com. Go to the Football Fun Facts section and go to the Football Tunes, Greatest Team Songs. If you go on the front page of Pigskin Dispatch on this day, Saturday, or you just go to the show notes of this podcast, it'll take you right to our episode we're talking about. And we have all the songs there on YouTube videos that you can listen to and watch and get the sounds of the team there. So let's go through them real quick. The NFC East, we have the Dallas Cowboys, and legendary country singer-songwriter Charlie Pride performed this song, the Dallas Cowboys Pride, in the 1970s, and it was America's team's theme song during that era. Make sure you give that one a listen. The Philadelphia Eagles, well, they have their famous song, Fly, Eagles, Fly. We heard that a couple years ago when they were in the Super Bowl. It's the anthem still heard at Lincoln Financial Park and when the game time in the city of brotherly love. So Fly, Eagles, Fly. New York Giants, well, in the Big Apple, they enjoy many a tune, but the one that gets the G-men fired up is Go Big Blue from 2012 by Kadem Music. That's a great song, too. Make sure you check that one out. The Washington football team, well, perhaps one of the most classic NFL fight songs is Hail to the Redskins. And I'm not sure they played it anymore at the stadium since the franchise name changed in 2020. But it still rings in the hearts of many in the nation's capital. Make sure you give that one a listen. Okay, now it's time to go ahead and vote. You can send us your email on who you think the best of those four are. Remember, you have Washington, New York, Dallas, and Philadelphia. Listen to their fight songs. Let us know which one you think is best. Also, we want to tell you about the NFC North teams. We're going to be having those teams also. So you're going to pick one from the East, one from the North. The North teams, Chicago Bears. Well, they have a ditty that gets the Chicago faithful swinging in the aisles, and it's called Bear Down. It's their fight song. The Detroit Lions, well, the fans in the Motor City learned the lyrics to the Detroit Lions fight song at an early age to cheer on the Honolulu Blue and Silver. We have that on our website you can listen to. The Green Bay Packers in Wisconsin, the Cheesehead, had spent many of their Sunday afternoons humming this little melody, the Green Bay Packers fight song. and we have a copy of it that has lyrics on our website, pigskindispatch.com, to give a listen. And finally, the Minnesota Vikings, the Norse folks up in the Twin Cities, keep warm during those chilly autumn weekends with the song of Skol Vikings. And again, great video we have there on display. Again, remember, we cannot play them on this podcast because of we don't want to get anybody's copyright, violate anybody's copyright. That's their right to have it, but they do have them up on YouTube, and we have the YouTubes embedded on our website, pigskindispatch.com, so check those out. Let us know your favorite song from the North, NFC North, your favorite song from the NFC East. pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'll tally up the votes, and we'll play two more divisions of songs next Saturday morning until we can get our winners of each division, and then we'll have a little playoff round and go from there. So remember, reach us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Go to pigskindispatch.com and go to the football fun facts. And remember, the link is right in the show notes. It'll take you right to this page that we're talking about today. So glad that you were able to join us today. Hope you learned a little bit from these songs of some great nostalgia, a lot of fun, and give them a great listen to and watch. We appreciate you. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.